Joining us now is Kurt Mead of Finland, Minnesota. Kurt is a naturalist and homesteader and an instructor at Northhouse Folk School. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning.
And how are you on this fine morning?
I'm well. The sun's shining and my garden's sucking it up.
So did I have to bring you indoors for just a few moments? Were you out there seeing how everything's going?
No, I'm actually working on a computer a little bit this morning.
You're taking a break.
Yep.
You have a 2.5-day course at Northhouse Folk School. It's entitled Apple Cider Press, Build Your Own. Now, it's not just pressing. Now, this is, you're going to build the press?
We're going to build the press, since there won't be any local apples ripe when this class goes on. We're actually not going to be pressing any apples, but we're going to get people prepared for that onslaught of apples that occurs in the fall. Give them the tool that they can use to make lots and lots of cider.
Especially those hard apple ciders are so popular right now. What made you turn to this?
I am just interested in fruit in abundance. I'm always trying to find too much of something so I can make wine or make jams or freeze it for later. And apples have been on my radar for a long time. And about 15 years ago, I planted a whole bunch of apple trees. And of course, here in the North Shore, it takes that long for them to really get going. So last year, my apple trees were just overloaded with apples. And I've done some cider pressing in the past and just love it. So I did some research and designed a cider press and together and proceeded to not only press my own apples, but I called neighbors and friends and went on Facebook. And I ended up picking and squeezing about 800 pounds of apples.
800?
All three.
How much cider does that produce?
Well, I'm not exactly sure because we ended up, we had a big party and we gave most of it away. We just invited folks over and we just ground up and pressed apples for a whole day. And I bet we drank 5 or 10 gallons right on site. And people came with jugs and they left with jugs. And I ended up putting about 40 gallons in milk jugs in the freezer that we drank over the winter. And I fermented about 15 gallons of it into hard cider as well. So, there was much, much more cider squeeze than I can even account for because it just left the property, which was fun.
It sounds like total fun.
Oh, it's just a great thing to do in the fall when October comes and those late apples are finally starting to get sweet. And you've got, everyone up here's got somebody living not too far away from you that's got an apple tree that they make one or two pies with, and then the rest of the deer get, or they fall on the ground and the bears eat them or something. And so that was kind of one of my goals, was to just kind of tap into that diversity of apples, all the different kinds of apples that are out there, including on old homesteads and such. And hard cider is interesting, and even just a regular sweet cider, you don't want to use the best tasting apples to make the cider with. It ends up tasting kind of insipid, kind of flat. And those nasty hard crabs that are just too tart or bitter to eat, that's what you got to blend in with the others. And if you can get that that tang from those older, less desirable breeds of apples, as far as eating apples go, that's where you're going to get the good cider.
That's interesting. You found an excellent source for the ones that you might otherwise not be too anxious to go after.
Exactly. And trees that are abandoned, there's an old homestead site near us where there's no house anymore, but the apples are still there. And I know the folks that own the property, and they're, go get them. So we went, go get them and fill the back of my car with apples. And
away you go.
It's great fun.
Now, what kind of materials do you need for a cider press?
Well, we have Marco Good up there in Grand Marais has milled up and actually specifically went out and horse logged and milled up the logs that we're going to be using. He made timbers out of them, and the wood's all dried up now. I'm actually going to be coming up later this week to work with him on finishing up some of the details on that wood, but it's birch, just because I love birch, and birch is a good hardwood, a good strong wood for this. The press itself has to withstand a lot of pressure because you've got to squeeze as much juice out as you can. And traditional cider press uses, like a big screw. So you turn the handle on the top, and it presses it down on the bottom. And you can, the press we're going to make would be easy to convert to that. But that hardware costs a lot. It's expensive. You can buy that stuff online, but it's several hundred dollars to get the,
oh boy,
the screw press parts and everything. So instead, I bought myself a very cheap bottle jack, the kind of jack you'd use to jack up the car. And that's what I use for the pressure, and it works really, really well.
So this is totally your design at making a really effective and affordable cider press.
It is. There's a lot of designs online, a lot of plans online, a lot of things you can buy online. And I just sort of combed through all that and built one. And
Marco helped you out.
Well, the wood I used for that was wood I had here. I had wood, mm-hmm. some wood milled up on my property some years ago, and had these 4x4s that I was ripping over in the garage for years. And I looked at those and said, "That's what I'm going to use." And for the class now, Marco's got some wood lined up for us to use for that.
So participants will have the materials ready to go. Who do you think this class is appropriate for?
You know, anybody who's really got an interest in their own food, in their own abundance that's around them. People who like to make beer, like to ferment the cider, and it's a very simple, easy thing to do. There's not much that can go wrong. I took some of it and I made apple cider vinegar with it. So I've got about 3 gallons of apple cider vinegar that is much better than anything that you can buy. And we'll talk about those processes in the class as well. But just you know, fall is such an important season up here for us because it's not neck deep in snow and it's not thigh deep in mosquitoes. And so it's just a great time to get out with friends. In the fall, when it's cool, press apples, share the abundance that's there.
Well, I would say many people agree with you. I've heard very often that fall is people's very favorite time of year, and here's a brand new activity they can do and get ready for winter and then enjoy some treats in those cold winter days.
Carpentry involved in this is not terribly challenging. We're just kind of making Lincoln logs out of stuff, and we're bolting them together with big, heavy bolts.
We've been speaking with North House instructor Kurt Mead, along with his best friend I hear in the background. Someone wants to be included. His class is Apple Cider Press, Build Your Own, and it's held August 8th, 9th, and 10th. Is there anything else you'd like to add this morning, Kurt?
Oh, I just look forward to coming up to Grand Marais from Finland here and putting together some presses.
All right, we look forward to seeing you here. It sounds like a really fun class. Thanks for being with us this morning, Kurt.
Thank you kindly. Have a good day.
You too. More information and registration is available online at northhouse.org.